It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning again, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Good to see you. Well, the local manufacturer of platinum-using fuel cells, and we've spoken about this a number of times, is now a reality with the first batch successfully commercialized.
Yeah, fuel cells. The last 4 years we've been talking about fuel cells. The first batch now has gone to Vodacom. So these are fuel cells which back up some of the mobile phone systems. So 18 of those going out. I mean, this is no mean feat. And I think credit must go to the Department of Science and Technology. They've been championing this along with private sector. And if you work together with them, I'm talking here about Anglo-American Platinum and the company that they formed, Altergy, and also Clean Energy. This is the particular company concerned now. Because when we look at platinum, we must remember this is a provider of clean energy, that platinum plays the catalytic role in this process. And the first 18 of these have gone out. I mean, I think it's an amazing achievement being used by Vodacom. And again, it's an idea of getting more out of our platinum. We know that platinum in the past has been a boom and bust industry, and it used to be buffeted by the gold, because when they had to close their mines in Rustenburg in the old days because of poor marketing, those workers would go over to gold because there's normally another shaft being sunk. That doesn't happen these days. So we've got to look for new markets, and these initiatives like the one that is introduced by the Department of Science and Technology is starting to bear fruit. And it also is an important thing because we are a resource-rich country, and therefore we normally have currency problems. And you don't want currency problems because you've also got a manufactured setup where you want to export. This is the sort of thing. The localization and the beneficiation is what can give us the answer to what people call the resource curse. You want a resource blessing. And I think Africa is starting to realize, particularly from the likes of Nigeria, which discovered oil in 1970 and then proceeded to concentrate on the oil and forget about its cocoa and its peanut agricultural businesses. And those might have been better employers of labor, but they have been knocked out of the scene by oil. We don't want that in South Africa. We want this balance. And I think that's why coming in with products, added value products like fuel cells, and they're fantastic. They could end up as the power stations in our kitchen. I mean, we could have a thing the size of our washing machine that would be our power station, this fuel cell. And it's clean. The only byproduct is water, same as it could drive the engines of our car. So massive potential, and we need to really accelerate.
And one of the buzzwords that we've been talking about for so many years is the issue of beneficiation. I see that a pilot plant now for the local beneficiation of titanium is to be built at the CSIR.
And again, you see, we are the second largest producers of titanium. Okay, platinum, we're by far the biggest producer.
Yeah.
Second largest producer of the ore that from which you get titanium, but we add no value to it. And again, championing this is the Department of Science and Technology coming in with the Department of Trade and Industry and saying, come on, guys, we can do more with this. And already you see the CSIR coming in on the act and introducing a novel way of producing, metal from the ore, which could give us a comparative advantage. Now they've set up this pilot plant. 2012, we'll see this pilot plant come in. So it's all near-term stuff, which I'm pleased to say. It's happening. You're not pie in the sky in the distance. Wanting to get into this titanium metal powder market, which gives you so much more value when you export it. And again, a situation of make sure you look at the potential markets for these and see how we can fit in, because we know that titanium goes into aerospace, it goes into satellites because it's lightweight, it goes into high-tech, futuristic products, and we could do so much more about it. And the idea is that we mustn't just have this pilot plant, it must go into a commercial plant, it must go into a new industry, and that must be the ambitious thinking that we have. We, the resource-rich country here, let's make sure that we get full value out of our resources.
Speaking about thinking, new term now, new concept, shared value. It is a concept being openly propagated along the corridors of mining power in the aftermath of that Marikana tragedy.
This is what we're hearing now. We've heard a lot about nationalization. We've heard a lot about free enterprise. Now coming through the middle, a third way, shared value and not just locking on corporate social investment onto a peripheral activity in your business. No, taking shared value into the center of your boardroom and saying we must reconnect. The role of business, you know, is to create a better way for society. And how do we get that holistic approach? And it'll float all boats, because when you do that, and this is a study done by Michael Porter, he's the Harvard University professor who's propagating this idea of shared value. And I must say, it's sweeping through like a fire. People's thinking are saying, look, this is the way to go in South Africa now. We know that the new generation of young people are asking business to step up. There's no entity like business that can step up. There's nothing else in the world that can really step up. And if business now takes on this new mantra of businesses acting, you know, as the most powerful force, and we know they are very powerful forces, they can reconnect with society. And I think one of the great examples is what is expected out of this is a new wave of innovation and productivity, because when you involve a bigger base, you're going to get more out of this. This is the belief. This is the thinking of the people who want to reconnect business success to social success. And of course, you know, even in this question of education, we have got minimally educated miners. This cannot continue. You know, you can't allow minimally educated people to operate expensive equipment. We know we're moving towards a new era in mining. Now is the time to think along the shared value, that it must float all boats, not just huge bonuses for the top people and much less for those below. Let's get everybody into the picture and put them into the center of the boardroom and say, let's work for everyone here. And how are we going to do it? And then we hope everyone will come to the party as well.
Fantastic. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Have a very good weekend, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.